Did anyone ever see my deity of from the Sitapakul tree? I had a deity from the Sitapakul tree. And very interesting story how I got that. A very interesting story how I got that deity. I was doing kirtan in front of the Jagannath Mandir. And we'll go there soon. And we were doing kirtan. This work? Okay. We were doing kirtan with the first group I took. Very young, new people from America. And right in the middle of the kirtan, but it's
I know
these microphones. I was doing kirtan with some young American devotees, really just new, and I was in a spiritual mood tinged with an American mood. So I was doing the kirtan, and this shopwala came with this deity and stuck it in my face to sell it, and I went, get away, not now. But what happens is there's two levels of consciousness. One is external, and one is internal. In sociology, the internal is called blink. Blink means intuitively you can register and understand something more deeply than you can externally. So what happened is, I went, get away. And then he went away. And then the blink. Wow, that was the most beautiful deity I ever seen. And I told one young lady, she's an aspiring disciple, go and find that deity. So they went to every shop and they found the deity. And it's Lord Chaitanya in the Gambira. Across from here is the Gambira. It's where Lord Chaitanya spent the last... Gambira means like a cave, where he spent the last 18 years of his life fulfilling the internal reason of his descent, which is to relish the mood of Radha. It's the most beautiful deity. And I believe after I got that deity, it started a fad in ISKCON. And everyone got a Sitapakul deity, and I don't know if they actually make them out of the real wood anymore. So then I got the deity, and I said, what to do? So one of Prabhupada's godbrothers was in Puri at that time, and he was the main pujari for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He's the one that most knew the details of worship. And he had a disciple, a godbrother of mine, took second initiation from him. So they went to... I said, show him the deity and let me know what he thinks. So he brought him the deity. And when he brought him the deity, this is it's the message I got back, that the Siddhapakul tree, the reason it's called Siddhapakul is Haridas Thakur would chant by there, was considered sacred in our tradition. It's manifest from a twig or toothpick of Lord Jagannath that Lord Chaitanya planted. And years later, when they were looking for a Bakul tree to carve the wheels of the Jagannath temple, that one happened to be the proper one. And when they went to cut it down, the devotees protested so much. And when they went to cut it down, they saw that it was hollow inside the next day. So the tree is growing, but it's very hollow. It's completely hollow. So at that time, it was known as Siddha Bakul. So Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj said that because Haridas Thakur would sit by that tree and chant 300,000 names a day, because Rupa Goswami lived by that tree and recited Vidugdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava and Stava and all his poetry, and because Lord Chaitanya used to visit there every single day, that Shila is a self-manifested deity, and it said it should be worshipped just like you worship a Govardhan Shila. Now that deity has a very incredible history also. And I was once in a kirtan retreat in Croatia. Beautiful kirtan retreat. And 2 hours before I left, this lady from Iran came to see me, a disciple of Satchinandana Swami, because she had very pressing questions and he didn't have time to answer. And she was a physicist. She's very intelligent. So I sat with her for about 2 hours because she said she had no attraction for deity worship. So she was trying to analyze it. Was it because of her Muslim samskaras? Was it because of this and that? And I was, we were just dissecting it because that's the way her mind works. What to speak? She just had a child. What to speak? She was working. What to speak? She was preaching and so many things. So we were discussing and discussing. And then the 2 hours were gone. And I said, well, I'm sorry, I have to leave now. She says, well, I'm also leaving now. I said, what time are you leaving? She said, my plane is at 2 o'clock. I said, mine is at 1:55. I said, okay, we'll go to the airport together. So we're discussing and discussing and discussing. And then we go, and I said, okay, now I have to go to my gate. And I say, what gate is yours? She says, 18. I said, mine is 19. Okay, so we continue to discuss. And her name was Siddheshwari, because her guru thought she was like a mystic. And then I just realized, wait a second. When I arrived at the airport to come to the retreat, I got out of the gate, you got out of the gate at the exact same time. Now you're leaving at the same time. So anyway, we discuss and we discuss, and then I find out she has the Jagannath deity that Srila Prabhupada brought to Iran. And then the whole discussion, and it's like ticking down, the clock, tick, tick, because it's about 5 minutes for the plane to go, was that somehow or other, the perfect deity for her to worship is Lord Chaitanya in Puri, worshiping Jagannath, because she has the Jagannath deities. And she was sharing with me her internal aspirations, and everything just came down together at 1:54 before I had to abort the plane, that the deity that she should have is Lord Chaitanya worshiping Jagannath in Puri. And then that deity was sitting in a box on my lap. So I said, okay, here. And she got the deity, and the deity went to Iran. The my Mahaprabhu deity now is in Iran. It's the deity of Iran, Lord Chaitanya, worshipping Jagannath. But anyway, this is the most sacred place. And what we usually do is we have a short japa seminar, because this is the place where the Namacharya, the teacher of the holy name, lived. And you know, places have potency. When there's 300,000 Shudanam, pure names of Hare Krishna, chanted in a place, that's a vibration that actually physically affects everything in the place. It's just like the Kirtan Mandal in Vrindavan, where they did the 24-hour Kirtan. The places have potency. We even discussed this morning, Vrindavan, there's a potency. So it's a very great place to chant. And I'll just tell you simply a little bit about meditation, very, very simply. But meditation means to focus on one thing, because the mind is like a mirror, and when the mind is not clean, when the mind is distorted, when the mind has static, then that's how you see. So in meditation, you quell the mind by the strategy of focusing on one thing, because your mind's going so many things. When I was there in chanting in the Hari Nam, I was meditating on that verse that Lord Chaitanya said, a guru told him, is the essence of the Bhagavatam. You should chant without attachment. Why should you chant without attachment? Because our attachments carry us to our desires. And if you let that happen, if you don't cut off your attachments, at least when you're chanting, you'll think of this, you'll think of that, you'll think of this, you'll think, including I'm tired, when is this going to end, or I don't like him, I like him, whatever. The attachments carry the mind away, and without inhibition, which is another type of attachment. So meditation is just, it's strategic. If you focus on one thing, the mind is like static. So you're looking through a lens that's not only dirty, it's not only distorted, but it's kind of moving with all your attachments and your selfish desires, and it's moving. And therefore, you can't actually perceive God and the holy name who's before you. Because we perceive things not by the senses, but the mind. And I was discussing this morning, two things contaminate the mind: misconceptions and material desires. For example, let's say you look at a person, and due to some conflict, you don't like the person. The person may be very good, but what you say, I hate him. I hate her. And the next day, I like her. I like her. You're seeing the same thing, but your mind has changed. So when you purify the mind and you have the right conceptions and you purify the mind and you focus the mind with determination on Krishna, then that offering of love, of offering your consciousness, Krishna reciprocates. And the reason why bhakti is the highest form of meditation is because when you're focusing on the object of your meditation, because you have a connection with that, because you're part of God and God is manifest in sound, there's a natural relationship. So the object of your meditation is attractive, and you have a relationship with the object of meditation, and the object of meditation can reciprocate with you. So the more you give the effort to give your consciousness and focus to the person of Nam Prabhu, the more the holy name reveals himself, and the more the holy name reciprocates with you to help you control your mind. One day you're chanting and you're so disturbed, and one day you're chanting and you're peaceful, and you don't have control. So God, Krishna, will help you control by Tesham Satatayuknanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhiyogam Tvam Yena Mam Upayantite. Sometimes I know all four lines. When you worship me with faith and devotion, I give you something. So when we make that initial effort with determination, even though our mind is disturbed and uncontrolled, the name will reciprocate with you and help you. So there's two ways that you can focus on an object in meditation. It's by your buddhi or your intelligence. I understand I should be focused. And the other way is by your heart. I have an attraction to the object of meditation. So there are no hard and fast rules. I'm going to share with you some of my meditations where I access my intelligence and I access my heart to help me focus on the object of my meditation. And when the focus is there, after a while of effort, then there's an amazing reciprocation to help you control your mind beyond your own ability to do so. So, we're going to do 4, 5, or 6 meditations. The first one is just pranayama. And this is a classical meditational technique because everyone in meditation and yoga understands that there's a connection between the prana and the mind. Even if you take a deep breath, your mind will be more peaceful. So one thing you can do is, what I like to do is, before I meditate, is I focus on my consciousness and I focus on where my consciousness is. And you can bring it to any part of your body, but if you bring it to your breathing and focus on the cool air coming in and the hot air coming out, it just enables you to understand that you can control your consciousness. And this is an axiomatic truth, that attention is based on, perception is based on attention. So what I try to do is just focus my consciousness on a part of the body and then bring it to the Ajna Chakra between the eyes, where I'm going to try to keep it there during my meditation, because that's the part of your consciousness. When your consciousness is there, it's the most focused. So you can just concentrate on your breathing. This is classic. And feel the cool air coming in and the hot air coming out. And then you can bring your consciousness between your eyebrows. And in this pranayama chanting, what I do is I chant 2.5 mantras out and 1/2 mantra in, like this. And what we'll do is I'll give a meditation. You'll do the meditation, and then when I start speaking, you'll stop your chanting and you just chant internally while I'm speaking, and then you can chant aloud again when I give my next meditation. But so this is how I would start my chanting. Can you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You see, 2.5 out and a half in, okay? So let's chant like that. You can chant at your own pace. Ready? 2.5 out, a half in quickly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, chanting your minds now while I talk. Now the next meditation I call yogic. It's understood that every mantra, when chanted perfectly, it manifests the fruit of the mantra. It manifests the fruit of the mantra. So when you chant the fruit of the mantra, when you chant the fruit of the mantra, when you chant the mantra properly, every syllable you get the fruit of the mantra. So the fruit of the Maha Mantra is bhakti. So when you chant every syllable and you hear every syllable perfectly, one mantra at a time, then you get the fruit of the mantra. So in yogic meditation, you listen to every single syllable, you pronounce every single syllable, one mantra at a time. Okay, so you can chant every syllable. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Yogic meditation, every syllable, hear every syllable, pronounce every syllable of mantra. You can chant softly to yourself in your mind every syllable. Next meditation is I call introspective chanting. We understand that the no difference between the name and what is being named in Sanskrit is vachaka and vacha. Vacha is the object, vachaka is the expression. There's no difference between the Krishna and the expression of Krishna, which is Krishna. So in this meditation, we actually try to vibrate the mantra all over our bodies, in every pore of our body, and we actually try to have direct communion with Krishna. We try to feel the mantra, and we meditate on what we feel for the mantra. We meditate on feeling the mantra and what we feel for the mantra. So let's just vibrate the mantra and try to feel it in every pore of our body and meditate what we feel for the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Vibrate the mantra in every pore of your body. Meditate on what you feel. Meditate what you feel for the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare chant to yourselves, close your eyes, chant in your mind very softly, hear every syllable, feel every syllable in the Yoga Sutra. It says tachapis artha bhavanam, that the meaning you should bhavanam, you should be absorbed and dwell yourself, dwell on the meaning of the mantra. Hare Krishna mantra is a prayer for giving yourself in selfless service and surrender to Krishna. The meaning of the mantra is, O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. So Srila Prabhupada said, when we're chanting, we should listen to the sincerity of our chanting, our own voice, our own heart in the chanting. So I want you to meditate on the meaning of the mantra. You're praying for service. You're praying to surrender. And I want you to listen to this, your sincerity in the chanting, because that's what Krishna is tasting, not just the syllables. He's testing, he's tasting your heart through the repetition of the syllables. So I want you to chant thinking, listening to the sincerity of your chanting. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna. Listen to the sincerity of your chanting and you go deeper in your meditation. Dwell on the meaning of the mantra and hear your voice, your heart in the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, listen to the sincerity of your chanting, go deeper in your meditation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Chant to yourselves now and hear every syllable. Pronounce every syllable, one mantra at a time. You can do it in your mind very softly. Vibrate the mantra all over your body. Meditate what you feel for the mantra. Listen to the sincerity of your chanting, your voice in the chanting. The mantra is also Shakti. Nam nam akaru kara bahudani jashara shakti. So it has all shaktis. And shakti is energy. Energy comes from a source for a source. And therefore the essence of all energy is Ladini, the pleasure potency, and the essence of the pleasure potency is Krishna, Prema. So the mantra gives pleasure to Krishna because it's Shakti, it's his internal potency. So one sadhu in Vrindavan told me that one way to chant is chant every syllable as sweetly as possible for the pleasure of Krishna, meditating that Krishna's hearing the mantra. And if you want, you can even meditate, if you've been to Vrindavan especially, Krishna sitting in Vrindavan. And you can meditate on your sitting someplace where you can see Krishna, and you're chanting sweetly, and Krishna's listening to your mantra, and even smiling. But chant every syllable sweetly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It's your offering of love. Every syllable is like a flower offered at Krishna's lotus feet. And if you want, you can visualize Krishna hearing your mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama. Every syllable very sweetly as your offering of love, meditating that Krishna's hearing the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Meditate what Krishna is hearing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Every syllable as sweetly as possible, and meditate that Krishna is hearing your mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay, you can chant to yourselves. Hear every syllable. Other thoughts may come, but we don't follow those thoughts. They may come, but don't follow them. Hear every syllable. Vibrate the mantra through your whole body. Feel the mantra. Meditate what you feel for the mantra. Listen to the sincerity of your chanting. And go deeper and deeper. Listen to your voice, your heart within the mantra. Not just the words, but your heart. And chant every syllable very, very sweetly, almost as you're offering each syllable as another flower petal of love at the lotus feet of Krishna's feet. And you meditate on Krishna listening. Prabhupada also said we should chant the holy name like a child crying for his mother. Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj said he wanted to open a crying school. So one way you can invoke this is you can look in your heart and listen to the voices of your desires and try to find the voice that says, Krishna, I want you. Krishna, I want to be with you. Krishna, I want to love you. Krishna, I want to develop a relationship with you. And see, maybe there's so many other voices of attachment, desire, ego. So increase the volume of that voice through the mantra. Krishna, I want you. Krishna, I want to be with you. I want Krishna. I want Krishna. And when a desire becomes all-consuming, like a child whose desire for his mother becomes all-consuming, the desire manifests in crying. So increase that voice in your heart. I want Krishna. I want Krishna. And then let it come out in crying for Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Close your eyes and hear every syllable. Other thoughts may go. Calm you. Don't follow them. Feel every syllable. Meditate what you feel for the name. Listen to the sincerity of your chanting. Chant every syllable sweetly as an offering of love, imagining Krishna is hearing. We're not with Krishna. We want Krishna. Prabhupada said, chant like a child crying for his mother. And go deeper and deeper into your meditation. Direct communion with Krishna. Keep your body completely still. Bring the consciousness between the eyebrows and just meditate. Go deeper and deeper into your chanting. And you can gravitate or move towards any of the meditations that is most effective for you. Absorb yourself in the chanting. And now see the difference between your mind and your soul. And the goal of yoga is to live within the self, feel the gratitude of the self when you're in communion with Krishna, hear the soul chanting thank you through the mantra, feel the soul. The first symptom of the soul is gratitude. Feel the gratitude of the soul. And here it is chanting Hare Krishna. And now to be perfect yogis, I want for 1 minute, hear the mantras just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And feel the gratitude of the soul. And for 1 minute, I just want you to live within the soul. That's the perfection of yoga. Just live within the soul. Live within that feeling. Sit up as still as possible. And try for 1 minute just to live within the soul. Like feeling the love and the gratitude of the soul as you're chanting. Perfect yogis, no other thoughts. Don't follow any other thoughts. Feel your soul. Now what you do is you can distinguish what's coming from the soul from what comes from the mind. So what we can do now to finish is you can just go to the Siddhapa Kul tree and just make your final prayers that you should actually get the nectar of the holy name and the mercy of Haridas Thakur. And then after that, we'll congregate outside. And if you'd like to see the Jagannath Mandir, it's about 5 minutes from here. And from there, we can arrange a way to go back. Okay? Just go and sit by the Siddhapa Kul and pray to Haridas Thakur for a few minutes. And then we'll figure out the next step. Okay? Hare Krishna.